Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
If sports talk stations were cars, we'd be the one that you drove the wheels off of in high school, cruising for chicks and going to the game on Friday nights, then forgetting where you parked it till Saturday morning and you had to get your buddy to drive you around looking for it.
I think I see it, man.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The Prince, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Monday night, the meltdown has begun. We got a full house here this evening. Rick Saratella will step up and in the NFL Draft Bible. Things are getting hostile in the National Football League. The countdown to kickoff is on, but things have already kicked off in locker rooms across the National Football League. The National Football League has finalized its COVID protocol and will explain it to you what life is like if you're vaccinated in the National Football League as opposed to if you're not vaccinated in the National Football League. And it's more hardcore than a Slayer concert. All right? So we're going to break it down. Rick Saratella is going to step up and in. Aaron Rodgers is ready to step back up and in as well with the Green Bay Packers. And clearly this is one of those deals where you know, they're headed for a divorce, but for the sake of the kids, you know, we're going to stay together for the school year. It's one of those deals. You know, the football, like, really. Like, we get it, Aaron. You don't want to be there. We get it. You don't want to be there, but you wanted to make the GM look like the bad guy, like it's all his fault, so you get to leave, and then he gets blamed, right? Like, we you know, you knew how that was going down. And so Aaron Rodgers, I guess, and I don't know. I got to be honest with you, I don't care. I'm here to talk about football and, like, all right, like, now that he's back, okay, look at the division odds and stuff. But, like, it's enough drama, man. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know. Something about they've come up with mechanisms. That's it, mechanisms. Mechanisms. They've come up with mechanisms for Aaron Rodgers to voice his displeasure. I don't know what they have, a complaint box. I don't know what that means. Mechanisms. So I guess like they have a way, like, I don't know, does he put a note in a Coke can and then like put it in a tree or something? What do you mean mechanisms? Like, how about you just sit down and meet in the office and say, what's your problem? Pretty simple. What's your problem with me? Like, that's, if I was the GM, I'd just say, listen, dude, what's your problem anyways? Like, what do you want? Like, what have I done to you? Like, what has this guy done to Aaron Rodgers? You know what I'm saying? What have I done to you anyways? You try to make me look like the bad guy. I never even did anything to you. But nevertheless, so Aaron Rodgers is back, and that's good. So that's one less drama thing we can talk about. But we got drama, of course, with the Buffalo Bills and all this COVID stuff. We got drama in college athletics. And you know what? I got to tell you, either, you know, you better start wheeling and dealing yourself or the SEC is going to take the world over, all right? Chris Monter will join us. College basketball news. We'll also talk about the NBA draft. Cade Cunningham, number one pick, Detroit Pistons, maybe. There are reports, and listen, man, there's rumors everywhere right now, right? And the NBA rumors are the worst and the stupidest. But there are reports that the Oklahoma City Thunder, it kind of makes sense to try to get Cade Cunningham offered Gildas Alexander in the sixth pick, and the Pistons said no. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. We're kicking it. Whatever you're into, we're going to be talking about it this evening. We're talking NFL football with Rick Saratella. We'll get into the Olympics because I'm a degenerate. And tonight, we bet on some field hockey, bet on some women's tennis. And we'll get into some overnight action, although I'm done with the archery. I took it between the eyes. Although I still do have Brady Ellison to win gold in the individual archery, so let's get it done. Speaking of the USA, the USA started to win some gold medals today. At last check, they're up to 8. 17-year-old from Alaska just won in the pool. And I must have missed something, because what is this? Is this the Olympic Youth Games or something like that? Everybody's like 12 years old to 16 years old. In these Olympics. The kids are killing it. All right, so the kids are killing it, and so are we. George Kurtz will step up, and we'll talk baseball and football with Kurtz. Big week on the diamond this week, of course, with the Major League Baseball trade deadline approaching. The Philadelphia Phillies, dramatic comeback tonight. The Phillies were down. McCutchen goes deep. Late hits his 18th home run of the season. They win 6-5, and that's good because we were on them. The Atlanta Braves win the first leg of a doubleheader, 2-0. And, you know, of course, the New York Mets have problems. And the Mets bounce back with a 1-0 win after the fact, as underdogs as well. Right? The dogs were barking this evening. Not everywhere, but the dogs were barking. Kansas City gets it done. The Blue Jays are falling apart. All right, the Blue Jays lose again. The Red Sox beat them. The Red Sox are now 23 games over 500. So we'll talk some Major League Baseball. We'll get into NFL football. We'll get into the Olympics. And we'll get into some college stuff as well. Conference realignment. I think the Pac-12 and the Big Ten should merge. Geography means nothing anymore. It means nothing. All right, so we'll get into the overnight Olympic action and lines as well as we did pretty well. In field hockey. You know what? You figure, I don't know, we know hockey, right? Ice hockey, ball hockey, field hockey, it's all hockey. So I don't understand why Canada sucks.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play. Only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So much. Listen from the ashes. Take what you got. This fallout from the NHL draft. We'll get into that. Chicken restaurants and sponsors want to bolt the Montreal Canadiens. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Dave Moretti, but you already know that. You also know the National Football League season, COVID or not, is now just 9 days away. Let's get biblical. Let's bring in Rick Saratella right now from the NFL Draft Bible to break it all down. Rick, it's always a pleasure, my man. How you doing?
Gabe, chopping it up, breaking it down. Also, 9 days away to the CFL kickoff.
You're exactly right, and which means, I guess, it's about 19 days away from me going to my first football game. I'm like you. I'm scouting the nation. I'm scouting the globe. So I'm going to start off with the BC Lions and the Edmonton Elks. No longer the Eskimos. The Edmonton Elks now with a pretty damn good quarterback, actually, and Mike Riley of the BC Lions. Then my scouting trip will take me to Seattle, Washington, UCLA, and the Washington Huskies. Some Pac-12 football. I'm starting to put my schedule together. And I tell you what, I nearly have the Cowboys and Giants circled, man. I think it's December 19th. They play Cowboys and Giants. The question is, will it be an important football game at that juncture of the season? So let's start off. We haven't spoken since, and you and I spoke about Cole Beasley. You know, we've been talking about Cole Beasley for about a month now, and you said how polarizing it was already, and that a lot of players had agreed with Cole Beasley. And then the NFL didn't double down, they quadrupled down with their COVID protocols. You speak to a lot of executives, scouts, et cetera. What are people behind the scenes telling you about this stuff?
Well, people behind the scenes are saying what you saw with Rick Dennison and the Minnesota Vikings. A lot of coaches feel that way. And so Rick Dennison, I appreciate what he did. He stood up for his rights, his freedom, and he said, hey, I've had enough. I don't need the NFL, and it's all good. And I think, you know, the rest of the coaches that felt that way either, you know, caved in and folded to peer pressure, or some of them got fake vaccination cards. Because at the end of the day, that's all they want to see is a vaccination card. And, you know, are teams self-policing that? Because I know that's a big thing now. And so Rick Dennison could have did that, but he chose to just stand up for himself. And so we saw the first coach do it. When will we see the first player do it? Nuke Hopkins came out. He said he was kind of frustrated by playing in the NFL, by putting these rules and regulations on you. But at the end of the day, the NFL said, hey, we're not having it. We're a private-owned entity, and this is our threshold, 80 to 85% vaccination. We expect you to be there. Otherwise, you're penalized. How? Well, you can only travel with 100 team members rather than 140. If Rick Dennison—
100 team members, that means what? Coaches, trainers? That means your group, right? You know, who's allowed on the field, field passes, et cetera, right? So 100 players. So you're telling me that if a team is not at 85% protocol, they have to travel with potentially less trainers, less coaches, less personnel, because they have to bring their 53 players. They're bringing 53 players. So, wow, that's interesting. So it cuts down on the amount of personnel you can bring as well.
Not only the amount of personnel, but the amount of personal life that you have. Because on the bye week, for example, if you're an unvaccinated player, you will be penalized and fined if you're caught out. You're expected to stay quarantined in your hotel room and remain under last year's COVID protocol. So unvaccinated players are essentially segregated.
So normally you people would say the union's not going to stand for this. The union's not going to stand for this. I don't know. Like the union, you know, the union's worse than the Cincinnati Bengals offensive line is, right, at protecting things. Let's be real, Rick, right? I find it funny, too, that some of these players – I'm not going to say coaches, because coaches aren't part of the CBA. They're right. They don't even have a union. They're on their own coaches, so it's different. But I find it players, like too bad Cole Beasley and these other players weren't so active about not getting ripped off at the negotiating table as they were about the vaccination. And maybe they wouldn't be the most laughed at pro sports union in all of professional sports in the world. I think the Arena Football League has better representation. So, you know, and as far as Dennison is concerned, I'll give him credit that he didn't hesitate, right? He gives the Minnesota Vikings an opportunity to move on, but the NFL will move on without Rick Dennison. Rick who? Like Rick what? Rick who? I mean, I think Rick Sarantella is more famous than Rick Dennison.
and McLeod Bethel Thompson, we had him out at Hub Football. He had a great statement. Hey, everyone loves football. Football loves no one.
That's a good line. I've been saying that for years about gambling. Pretty much gambling on football. And I've said the same meaning. I said, just because you love something doesn't mean it'll love you back. I guess it's a true meaning of life, too. All right.
Keep trying. You can keep trying.
Yeah. You can love something to death. But I love this. I love you. Why is this causing me so much torture and misery? You know, because it's the problem, because you love it. Bethel Thompson, I can't wait. Quarterback, Toronto Argonauts right now. So speaking of quarterbacks, the Aaron Rodgers saga continues. In which now, look, dude, a couple of days ago, there were reports he's retiring. Oh, you know what? Oh, it looks like he's going to retire after all. He's not going to play for anybody. And now there are reports that the tantrum is over and, you know, it's time to show up. And you and I said, I've been saying this to people, and I know you agreed. I've been saying this all along, that none of this matters until camp starts. Doesn't matter what you say. Doesn't matter if he's in Hawaii. Doesn't matter if he goes to the moon with Elon Musk. Like, it doesn't matter. Until camp starts... And not even until camp starts, until camp has started for a couple of weeks, none of this ever really mattered. But it looks as if though, and I've always wondered about his teammates, Rick. Eventually, that they're like, dude, like, what are you doing here? Like, you know, we've got, there's, you're not the only guy on the team. Are you buying in that the tantrum's over and he's about to report?
You know, it's funny. I was talking to some scouts out at the hub, chopping it up, and they asked me, they said, what do you think, Rick? Is Aaron Rodgers coming back? I said, he's not passing down that payday. And they said, you know, somebody chimed in and commented, well, we can't wait to see him go. That's why he slid in the draft anyway. Nobody likes his ass, not even his brother. We all know the well-documented Jordan Rodgers beef that he's had. And so, listen, I think finally we can say we're done with this nonsense. We all knew he wasn't going to turn down the payday. It's always been about Aaron. And I don't know where you have him ranked, Gabe, but in terms of my rankings, I have Bart Starr, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers on my Green Bay Packers quarterback Mount Rushmore. You want to throw Don Majkowski in there just hanging out? That's fine.
You know, the magic man. So my deal with Rodgers is, it's, you know, so what? Are you doing him a favor? You know, because that's the thing. Oh, Aaron has decided that, you know, he'll look the other way on some things, and because of the love of his teammates, right? That whole thing. It's like, dude, you're under contract. You signed a contract. You're not playing for the Houston Texans. You're not in a living hell. And so here we went through all this drama, and no one really even knows what your beef was. So what's the beef? He doesn't like the general manager. So that's the beef? He doesn't like him? That's what it comes down to?
He clearly wants out, because my understanding is they even offered him a two-year extension, which would have been essentially, and we talked about this on previous shows, a three-year, $120 million deal. He turned it down. He just wants out. And then you get the Instagram post with him and Devontae Adams, I guess, now wants a bigger deal, and he can't get what he wants. So here are Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams thinking they're Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, and really they're just kind of one-hit wonders.
Yeah, you know what? I understand Devontae having Aaron Rodgers' back because he's your quarterback and you become a star with him. But I'd ask Devontae, does Aaron Rodgers have your back? Would Aaron Rodgers have your back? Devontae needs to think about Devontae here and not get caught up in what Aaron is doing. You hear what I'm saying, Rick?
No, I would agree with that. And you got to strike while the iron's hot. And so you wonder now, how does this trickle down into the locker room? Does it divide them? Is there a schism? Is there a Jim Caldwell moment when you remember Peyton Manning just shooing off the punt team? Like, nah, we're going for it. Like, how long does it take until Aaron Rodgers just doesn't like the play being called in and just does things about his own manner?
And then
how much can the head coach there, because he's a younger guy, can he take without until he calls?
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
His star quarterback, who's making, about 10 times more money than him.
And Aaron better play well, or until the fans are like, dude, you complain a lot, but where are the wins? More with Rick Caratello on the other side for you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everybody's got an opinion. Go ahead. Ask them. But only a few have an opinion informed by expert analysis and experience. It's called trust. It's why we're here. For you. Keep it here and get the edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Sports Race Late Night continues. I am Gabe Brunson. The countdown to kickoff is on. We're now just 9 days away from the start of the National Football League preseason. There's a lot of talk about the quarterbacks. We just talked about Aaron Rodgers. All eyes are on Dak Prescott. Dak wants to play in the preseason. The Cowboys are reluctant, yet reports are that Dak Prescott is 100% healthy right now. I want to get your take on another quarterback in Tua and the Miami Dolphins, because normally it's year three that a quarterback is really expected to produce. When you come into the National Football League, we've talked about Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury and what's expected of them. We saw the progression with Josh Allen. I don't know if Tua gets a year three. He seems to be one of these guys where it's like he's got to play well this year. The question marks are going to be even bigger at the end of this year. I like Tua more than the average person does, I think, or at least I should say the average media member, because I look at wins and losses, bro. And the fact is, they were 6-3 when this kid played. Now, did the defense play better in some of the games? Were there circumstances at times? Yes. But I know the kid can win games, and he admitted that he didn't know the playbook as well as he should have. How much pressure is on Tua, and what are you expecting from Tua this year? Because Miami's pretty much built to be successful. Yeah, they're a successful play. They're successful. They would be a successful team with strong quarterback play. They're built to win now.
And I would say that they would have been a playoff team if they had remained with Ryan Fitzpatrick last year. And so what you have to remember here is now Tua was coming off a handful of major injuries, and he came back and played. And yeah, was it pretty? Not all the time. Did he show flashes? Yes, and I think that's what you need to see. And I'll tell a real quick story here, Gabe, because we mentioned Brett Favre in our previous segment. I was watching the Peyton Manning show on ESPN Plus where he was talking to Brett Favre, and Favre actually said when he got to Green Bay, traded to Atlanta, he had already been in the league for 2 years. He didn't even know what a nickel defense was. And he said, I figured I'd ask Ty Detmer because, you know, Ty was the best guy to ask, but he was also the worst guy to ask because he was going to rat me out. But here's Brett Favre being very candid about, like,
Detmer ratted him out after and told the coaching staff, oh, Brett doesn't know what a nickel defense is.
Yeah, he doesn't know that they sub out the backer for a defensive back, this guy over here. And, you know, that's the thing, though. Had you given up on Tua and deal him off, does he become what Brett Favre was to the Atlanta Falcons? Because they gave up on him. Favre was known to have some off-the-field issues, showed up late for practice, didn't want to work in the film room. And look at what turned out to be. So my point is, all these young GMs are listening to the fan bases. The fan bases are screaming louder now due to social media.
Yeah.
Because the NFL is the one league where you can go worst to first. You see very impatient GMs and quarterbacks being flipped like dominoes.
Well, you know, I've been saying this for a while, Rick, that it used to be, you know, when a general manager would take the job and a coach and, you know, a regime, so to speak, with a team, it was a 5-year plan. It was like, all right, give me 5 years, and I'm going to build this thing. All right, we'll be a winning football team in 5 years. You don't have a 5-year plan now. The 5-year plan is a 1-year plan, or is a 2-year plan, and if it doesn't go well in year one, that's what I'm saying. Like, Tua year one, dude, a lot of people want to throw him under the bus, and you're right. And it's almost like the WWE right now, where it's a problem. The fans have too much power. They start chanting boring 2 minutes into a match, and they have to change things. Right. You let letting the inmates run the asylum. As the late, great Buddy Ryan said, once when Buddy didn't go for it in Philadelphia and the media said to him after, man, the fans are really mad. They really wanted you to go for it. And he said, yeah, if you start listening to the fans, you'll end up sitting next to them. And I think he had a very good point with that. Like, basically, screw the fans. I don't care what they were saying. They're not the coach. But let's be real. I feel the pressure on Tua. Tua feels the pressure on Tua. Everybody knows if Tua doesn't play well this year, they will throw him under the bus after the year, Rick.
There's a very strong possibility of that. And again, it's a short attention span. It's expectations of having a quick turnaround. And also, you know, I think Brian Flores has a pretty good feel for that team and won't let it impact that. But I think, hey, let's give him a season to be healthy and see what he does with it and go from there. But I mean, don't count this kid out. Remember some of the pressure moments he was in, some of the biggest games, and he shined on some of the brightest platforms. So I'm not going to count this kid out just yet. He's got a supporting staff. I would say between the Miami Dolphins and the Los Angeles Chargers, those are the two teams I expect to really take a jump up this upcoming season.
Well, it's interesting you say that, actually, because those two quarterbacks are going to be connected, right? Certain quarterbacks get connected. You get drafted together and you get connected. And Justin Herbert obviously put up bigger numbers. But I'm not a numbers guy, Rick. I'm a winning guy. So you think that the Chargers, because I find it interesting, FanDuel has posted odds for Coach of the Year. And Brandon Staley is actually the favorite at 12-1. And guess who's second? Brian Flores. It's amazing. You just talked about these two teams, so here they are. How is a guy that's never coached before the candidate for coach of the year?
Yeah, I think, you know, because, again, because you can go from worst first in the NFL.
But right? If the Chargers are 11-6 or 12-5 or something.
Yeah. Quarterback, that helps.
Yeah, and he'll get credit. Oh, the new coach, and he's so much better than Lance Lynn. I don't know. It's amazing, isn't it? Staley's getting the Sean McVay treatment already. Oh, he's a great coach. He hasn't coached yet. He's a great coach. That's what I hear. Oh, Staley's amazing. What do you mean Staley's amazing? He hasn't coached a game yet. We don't know. So Staley's 12-1. Brian Flores is 14-1. Kyle Shanahan is 14-1. Arthur Smith is 14-1. And honestly, I don't think my guy's getting enough love here. Sean McDermott, 17-1. If the Buffalo Bills go 15-2, why wouldn't Sean McDermott be the coach of the year?
I don't see why not. I like the direction that Buffalo is trending. And, you know, the thing with Cole Beasley and some of these other players on the Bills Mafia that are speaking out, Josh Allen being one of them, it's either going to divide them or bring them closer together. And I think the Bills are already a team that has a foundation built and an infrastructure ready to succeed. And I even heard that they could be in the contention now for Chandler Jones, who recently requested a trade. So don't be surprised if the Bills get into the mix with a Chandler Jones or a Zach Ertz. But I like the Buffalo Bills. I'm riding that wagon. I'm steering that wagon, Gabe. You riding with me?
Well, I've fallen off that wagon in, you know, every year since 1977, being a lifelong fan. But I got to be honest with you, Rick. I am concerned about what's going on there with this stuff. There's no secret. Like, Jerry Hughes is ready to, like, beat the living tar out of Cole Beasley. He's not holding back on Twitter now. He doesn't like him. And he basically said, I think you're selfish. And he basically said, I think you're a punk. Like, and it's getting deeper. But as you stated, and Cole Beasley knows this, Cole Beasley's best friend in the room is Josh Allen. So, and Josh Allen, we've talked about it. I don't believe it's vaxxed. But the difference is, Josh Allen doesn't complain about the protocol daily, right? But I do believe that there's big chemistry issues there. And me personally, as a Buffalo Bills fan, I'd like to see them just get rid of Cole Beasley, right? I want to get him out of there. But I think they're worried about pissing off Josh Allen, right? Who they know agrees with Cole Beasley, even though he's staying set. And we know McDermott and Bean are on the side of the vaccinations. A lot of the guys on the defense are on the Buffalo Bills. It's not healthy, bro. It's not healthy. And I find it interesting that, and put it this way, it pains me to say this, Rick, but I like the Cleveland Browns situation better right now. They've got team unity. Everyone is together. They've got no controversy. They've got a hell of a roster. Meanwhile, we're fighting with each other on Twitter about freaking vaccinations like 8-year-old kids. I'm sick of it.
Well, I think the arrow sign clearly points to Josh Allen over Baker Mayfield, and that's why I like the Buffalo Bills slightly more. What I will tell you is this. If the Bills hit the vaccination rate and the quota is irrelevant and they can travel with the full squad and, you know, they have the in-person team meetings, I think it becomes a moot point if they start winning. Now, as you're talking, this guy doesn't like this guy. He don't like that guy. I think back to the Miracle Mets, 1986 team photo day, preseason, Keith Hernandez, Darryl Strawberry. They're slugging it out. They come back. They win the World Series. So my point is you don't have to love your teammates.
There's a difference, Rick, between totally. I totally get that. There's a difference between a bunch of offensive linemen listen to country music and hate. Don't talk to the linebackers, et cetera, or fight in practice. Or some guys are cokeheads and some guys aren't. Dude, you're talking about some people think that they're jeopardizing their lives and stuff. It's a deeper divide than just a locker room dischemistry.
Yeah, but if it was just Cole Beasley saying this, it's not. It's DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins isn't on the Buffalo Bills. Beasley is, and he's the only one. And Jonathan Feliciano, who, bro, like, really, you could go work at 7-Eleven and no one's going to miss you.
Well, I think my point is if superstars feel that way, then the lesser-known players feel that way, and these guys are taking a stance because they're
speaking. Yeah, but, Rick, there's like 5% of them. Like, no, there's like 3 or 5 guys on each team. Like, and they're going to dictate what other 50 guys are doing?
No,
they're taking a stand. They're just being selfish.
Well, no, a quarter of the league is actually under, I think, 40% threshold. So there's a wide variance of beliefs. You got some teams up to 90, 95, the Steelers, the Saints, they're doing a phenomenal job. And then there's other organizations that are like down by like the 30, the 30, 40.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
3% range. And that's because a lot of the players do feel the way Cole Beasley, Montez Sweat, DeAndre Hopkins, Josh Allen. I mean, there's a lot of players.
All these people you just talked about are idiots, too. Josh Allen is a jarhead. Montez Sweat, like, really, bro? Like, I'm going to take medical advice from Montez Sweat, but we got to get out of here, Rick.
A fun debate, brother.
Yeah. Listen, I don't care about these guys. Let them live in the parking lot all season. I don't care. Their life. Rick Saratel, NFL Draft Bible, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. Thanks to Rick Saratella for joining us, who just wanted to clarify after the interview that he got the number wrong as far as, you know, overall players being vaccinated. What he meant to say was there are teams in the NFL that are only at 50%. But we actually have the data here. No one cares about the data too much, but I just wanted, for people that do, I'll throw it out there. And then I want to get into what the protocol actually is this year for non-vaccinated players. And for the record, I don't have a problem with the NFL policies to a certain extent, but I do think they're draconian over the top, right? I think that they could crack down on non-vax players. Like, I don't have a problem with the non-vax players getting tested all the time and stuff like that. But the protocol is, like, and there's a couple of things in the language that I don't understand that actually, like, if I was the union, I really would have a major problem with, even if I was non-vaxxed, right? But this is the official data from the National Football League. As of Friday, nearly 100% of non-players are vaccinated, known as Tier 1 and Tier 2. So basically, general managers and coaches. General managers and coaches, 100%. More than 80% of NFL players that are in training camp right now have received at least one dose. It's also interesting to note that the NFL only recognizes Moderna and Pfizer. So if you're a player and you got Johnson & Johnson, you got to get another one. Gotta get another two of them. So that's interesting. So that was sort of what Rick, like, got sort of, you know, was confusing. Well, listen, none of us are doctors here, but just getting the percentage. So 80%, but as he stated, because some teams are at 100%, right? Word is the Denver Broncos are completely vaxxed. The Pittsburgh Steelers are completely vaxxed. The Cleveland Browns are all have vaccinations, like 97, 98%, like, you know what I mean? Like, so there are a few teams that have a lot of players, like they have so it skews the overall number. Because there was a report just from a couple hours ago that the NFL is concerned that there's a couple of teams that are only around the 50% threshold right now. Right? So it's, and listen, doesn't mean they won't play, but they're all going to be in protocol all the time. So 80%. So this is the definitive. Remember, because last week it came out, you know, all right, it is what it is, but now we know this is it. Protocol modifications for vaccinated individuals. So this is this year in the National Football League right now fully vaccinated, no daily testing required. Not fully vaccinated, testing required daily. Vaccinated, masks not required at club facility or on planes during team travel. Non-vaccinated, mask required at club facility and during train travel, during travel, and mask at all times. Fully vaccinated, no physical distancing required in club facility with other vaccinated individuals. Not vaccinated, must remain physically distant from others in club facility. Fully vaccinated, no quarantine required after a high-risk exposure to COVID. Not fully vaccinated, must quarantine after high-risk exposure to COVID. Fully vaccinated, no travel restrictions. Not vaccinated, travel restrictions in effect. Vaccinated, no capacity limits in weight room when all fully vaccinated. Not vaccinated, 15 player limit in weight room. Fully vaccinated, may eat in cafeteria, maskless with other vaccinated individuals. Non-vaccinated, players must be physically distanced from the rest of the team in a meal room. May not eat with teammates. Staff must grab and go. Not allowed to stay in cafeteria. Fully vaccinated. No restrictions on social media, marketing, sponsorship opportunities. This is the one that I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, all this stuff's over the top as it is. I get it. But this next one, no restrictions. All right. Non-fully vaccinated. No social media, marketing, sponsorship activities permitted. So what? I'm in protocol. You want me to sit in my hotel room all day, every day, and I'm not allowed to go and pimp stuff online? Hey, and you guys know, I want to cut Cole Beasley's sorry ass. I'm on the side of the NFL for most of this stuff. Most of it. But this is over the top. What the hell are you, what does COVID have to do with social media promotion? I don't understand. Now you're getting into right stuff. Like, you have no right to play in the NFL. You have no right. If you don't want to get vaccinated, then whatever. Dude, like, you know what I mean? You got to live by the protocol. I don't understand the social media part here. I'm not a lawyer, but that sounds kind of whack to me. Like, I don't, like, what do you mean no social media marketing? I'm a grown man. You can't tell me what I can market and not market. I'm not in college. Hell, college kids can sponsor stuff online now. what do you mean I can't? Like, wow. That's money, right? They're basically saying, but how can they tell you what to do in your room online? I totally get it. Listen, you're not allowed in the cafeteria. You got to wear a mask. You're not allowed on the plane. You know what I mean? I understand all that. I do not, for the love of God, understand how some guy that's going abiding by the... Like I said, I don't have a problem with the guys not getting vaxxed. I think they're selfish and they don't want to win as much. But I'm not going to get into what people should do with their own bodies. So, but at the same point in time, I don't understand, like, it's this, because everything should be a safety issue, which is fine. All right. Basically, listen, we don't want you around because you have a disease. I get it. Right. I don't understand the safety issue. It says no social media marketing sponsorship activities permitted. The hell does that mean? Like, I'd have a massive ass problem with this if I was an NFL player. But whatever. NFL players are morons that whatever. You can do whatever to them. They're going to show up and play. You can rip them off as much as you want. Like, they're not going to do anything. Like I said, if these guys only had as much as much fight in them not to get a vaccination in the boardroom negotiating their deal, they wouldn't get ripped off as much as they do. All right, so fully vaccinated, may use sauna and steam room. Non-vaccinated, not permitted. Non-vaccinated, you're not allowed in the sauna, you're not allowed in the steam room under any circumstances. Fully vaccinated, may interact with vaccinated family and friends during team travel. So in other words, you may do whatever the hell you want on the road. This is another one. Non-vaccinated. Not permitted to leave team hotel. Like, whoa. Like, so everyone else, hey, we're going to the strip club, guys. See you later. I love it. It's so like, hey, you don't want to get vaxxed? Fine. Where are you guys going? Hey, we're going to the strip club. Imagine the Bills, you know what I mean? You're going to Miami, you're like, oh, yeah, it's going to be great. We're going to Miami. We're going out to the club. It's going to be awesome. Everyone else, see you later, Cole and Josh. Have a good time in the hotel. May not leave team hotel to eat in restaurants. May not interact with anybody outside of team. In other words, you're not allowed seeing friends or family at all. Like, you're like, if you're not vaccinated, let's just say the Bills, you go on the road, you show up like on Friday night in the town or whatever that you played on Sunday, you're not allowed to leave in the hotel. You got to stay in the hotel. You got to order room service. You can't leave the hotel room. You can't meet with anybody. And if you do, you turn into Dwayne Haskins. Like, people talk about Dwayne Haskins, like, what that kid really do? Like I said, like, people act like, what did Dwayne Haskins do? He wasn't, it was COVID protocol. He wasn't supposed to be hanging out. He wasn't supposed to hang out with strangers. And he ordered a bunch of strippers to his hotel room. Well, boy, you know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, a horrible kid. Like, I gotta tell you, if I was the NFL quarterback getting my ass handed to me and everyone hated me, like, yeah, everyone hated him, I'd probably be calling strippers to my hotel room, too. And it's funny, too, because how many jackasses criticized Haskins at the time last year and said he was an idiot, and now we're saying the NFL are crazy with their COVID protocols? Well, that's all that Haskins did. Haskins didn't go out, even. Haskins didn't even go out. He didn't even, like, whatever. Haskins rented a hotel room in Washington after a game and had a party with a bunch of dancer strippers. That's what he did, right? And people, oh, he's an idiot. So I'd like to know how many people called him an idiot are the same ones defending, like, Cole Beasley right now. Because I don't know, dude, what did Dwayne Haskins do? Sound like he was just living his life and being free, right? You know what the difference is? Dwayne Haskins is a lot darker than Cole Beasley is. It's a lot darker. Because, you know what I mean? Like, it's the way the media works, right? That's the way the media... Like, I bet you, like, if DeAndre Hopkins got really vocal, people would criticize him. This guy makes a lot of money. Can you believe he's complaining? Cole Beasley, he's a patriot. He's standing up for his rights. I like what Rick Sarantella said. Rick Dennison standing up for his rights. What are you talking about? No one's forcing anything. The guy's an old man that nobody cares about that we're employing, and it's like, listen, Rick, you got to get a vaccination if you want to travel with us. I don't want to get a vaccination. Okay. You know, then, you know, and there was nothing, like, hostile about it. He didn't say, he didn't flip out. He just said, I'm not comfortable with this. And fine. Right? It's like, I don't know. Like, I saw, like, people comparing this to, like, Nazi Germany and stuff. It's like, yeah, you're right. It's just like Hitler. You're right. It's just like Hitler. God, people are, like, insane. So, man, I got to tell you. A non-vaccinated player's life in the NFL this year is going to suck. It's going to suck. You're in constant, like, they're just constant harassment. Like, let's just be real. Like, who came up with this? Kim Jong-un? Like, so basically, yeah, you got to get tested. We should know. You got to get tested at 6 a.m. And you're not allowed in the facility until the results of the test come back. That's another thing. So you got to show up to the – they're not coming to you. So you're a player. You literally have to go. You got to wake up every morning now at 5:30 in the morning, get to the stadium at 6 a.m. now, the practice facility, wherever it is. Like, no joke. So that sucks right off the top. Everyone else rolls in at 8:45. You got to get there at 6. You got to get tested, then sit in the parking lot like a jackass and wait for the result. Like, that sucks. So you go on the road. You can't leave your hotel. So for the entire year, you're not going to see any city that you ever go to. You're going to have to go right to the room. You can't have sex. Just call it out for what it is. You know what I mean? So basically, like, you're just going to be, you know... No.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Or whatever you're into in the room. Don't leave that here. Hey, you know. I gotta tell you. Late night anger management class. Bring it.
Took you long enough to get here, Sporto.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am arrested. You know, if they, I'm dead serious on this too. Listen, talking to these NFL players about getting vaccinated and stuff is not going to change their mind. They're morons as it is and whatever. Everyone's locked in. If you haven't been vaxxed yet, you're not going to get vaxxed. So, you know, what I would do is you've got to explain it to them in different terms. Don't talk to them about getting sick and dying because they don't care about that, right? So, and they don't care about killing other people. So you got to explain it to them like this and go, listen, bro, like if I was a teammate, like I would explain to a teammate that if I was vaxxed, I would say to a teammate, I'd say, listen, bro, I'd say, you realize you're not going to be able to smoke weed at all now, right, on the road. I'd let you know that because you're going to be stuck in your hotel room and you're going to light up in the hotel. They're going to flip out in the room and then it's going to be in the news that you're on an NFL wide receiver smoking weed in a hotel room, right? You can't smoke weed anymore. Number two, you're never going to get laid all year. So after our big win, and when we go back to Buffalo after beating the, you know, the Chiefs on the road or whatever, and we're going to our favorite bar that we all go to after the game, you can't come. You can't come. So, you know, remember all those groupies you got from last year? You ain't seeing them anymore. You can't go out. You're not allowed non-visitors. You're not allowed visitors at home. You're not allowed visitors. Like, you're like a prisoner. You're not allowed. You can't go out. So I basically tell them, bro, you know, whatever, you'd like to do a couple of lines of blow, good luck. How are you going to go meet the dealer now? You can't leave the room. You can't, what, you think a coke dealer is going to want to go and break NFL protocol? Like, there's a million, I'd explain to them like that, drugs and sex. I just say, listen, you're not going to have sex and you're going to have a hard time doing drugs this year. Other than that, have a good time in your room alone, bro. You got to explain it to them in a way that will hurt them. You're not going to have sex. Bring it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.